Proverbs 11:14 says, "Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety." None of us know it all. The fact that some people think they do or act like they think they do is another matter. But the basic truth here is that no matter who you are, there are times that you need wise counsel. And if you do not get the counsel you need, with little exception, you'll fail to deal with your issue or situation properly. That phrase, "where no counsel is," it can be the result of one of two things. Number one, a person lives in a community that is void of wisdom, having thrown off biblical knowledge and embraced deception. Sound familiar? Or number two, a person has access to wise counsel but rejects or neglects it. In either case, it stands true, where no counsel is, the people fall. During these last days and the great falling away that is taking place right before our very eyes, that first situation is obvious. A person lives in a community that is void of wisdom, having thrown off biblical knowledge and embraced deception. Society right now is in a tailspin, and it's headed toward the same destruction that we see in the scriptural account of Sodom. But it's not some unexplainable phenomenon. It's the result of a mass defection from God and His Word. There's an old saying about death by a thousand cuts. In this case, it's death by about 7 billion cuts. Of planet Earth's 7.5 billion people on the planet, only a few hundred million of those people really follow biblical truth or biblical principle in their lives on purpose. Many people are influenced by biblical truth and principle, and they don't even realize it. But if you were to interview every person on the planet and ask them to explain why they hold to certain moral or ethical principles that we know to be biblically based, few would ever refer to or quote scripture to support their position. Most would say they were raised that way, or they'd even just call it common sense. But it's not common sense. It's the effect of God's Word on our lives and on our culture. And the more God's Word is removed from society, the less of that so-called common sense you're going to see demonstrated. Many of us have already become accustomed to the fact that common sense is no longer common. You add to that you have many millions who are void of counsel because they fall under the second cause mentioned above. A person has access to wise counsel, but rejects or neglects it. Just in our little ministry, we see this constantly. We have thousands of viewers and listeners, including our little church gatherings here in Central Ohio. But we've offered biblical teaching free of charge to unknown numbers of people, into the hundreds of thousands, actually, by way of radio and internet. Of course, the potential is there for billions. But being realistic, we've exposed our offer to tens of thousands, at least. But the mass majority of those unknown numbers of people, they just toss it aside and go on void of biblical truth and influence in their life. And I couldn't tell you how many times I've tried to share biblical counsel, and in all but a few instances, the counsel was ignored. Of course, I'm sure all of us have been guilty of this at some point in our lives, but now it takes place on a massive scale. I can't help but emphasize the way the first half of Proverbs 11:14 is worded. Where no counsel is, the people fall. Each of us suffer when we don't have access to or when we neglect wise counsel. But when that happens on a massive scale, as it is in our day, the people fall. We must ask ourselves, will we fall with the people, or will we stand in God's counsel and stand apart from the fall taking place? Standing apart will not be easy, but walking in God's counsel is always better than falling with the people.